Celebrating that form losing Lerato just a moment ago reminded me there's so many talented South Africans out there in the creative industries, whether it's film, whether it's theatre. We really depend on these individuals. They are a source of wealth in our country, but a source of wealth that is not often recognised for the important work they do in society. Now, of course, the Cultural and Creative Industries Federation has been welcoming that call by President Ramaphosa to declare the national state of disaster and to ensure that everybody takes the necessary precautions in the current climate in which we are riding out this coronavirus, outbreak in this country. But they're also worried for a very specific reason, and it's because in the entertainment industry, their ticket sales are crucial to their survival. You're talking about an industry that really experiences a dearth of funding, a dearth of public support at times for their initiatives, and so it's quite obvious that artists at this time are more likely to be stressed than many other industries indeed. So let's bring into the conversation the CIFSA Secretary General, Ayanda Roja, who joins us on the line now. Ayanda, good evening to you. Thank you very much for being with us. Thank you very much, for acknowledging the fact that the measures the President has introduced are necessary, but that doesn't take away the reality that it's a very difficult time for artists and entertainers in the country.
Yes, it is a very difficult time that you are faced with as a country, especially us in the creative industry, around this issue of coronavirus.
Is there a way of working around it, or is it a matter of just buckling down and saying, let's do everything we can just to survive it, and we'll try when we emerge from this to try and to rebuild our industry?
I didn't get the question, Tora.
So I'm just saying to you, what do you do in this climate in response to the kind of restrictions that you are experiencing? Do you simply hope for the best, that when it's all over, you're going to be able to return to the status quo? Or is there serious worry that won't be possible?
We are working tirelessly with the creative industry to say, because we hold the center stage of addressing issues of the community as the creative industry, we are able to speak to the conscience of our people, us as artists. So we took an initiative with the minister to say we will be using the creative sector as the mouthpiece of the community and making sure that we educate the ordinary people, and then we make sure that we work very closely with all cultural institutions and partner with them across the country, making sure that we send short stories, we send live videos, we create things that can make it possible for people to be aware of this disease. As this awareness that we'll be speaking to, like I said to you, we'll be speaking directly to conscience of people to make sure that they apply precautionary measures around this COVID-19.
Right. So while you do that good work of getting the message out, are you able to monetize it at the same time?
Are we able to monitor them?
To monetize all your efforts.
To monetize.
Yeah, so there's still an income for artists.
Yes. We are actually took a stand, if you can check our media releases, the Cultural and Creative Industry Federation of South Africa, CIFSA, to say we are calling for the disaster management fund to include the creative sector in that, because we have experienced one of the greatest festivals being postponed, which is the Cape Town Jazz Festival, and other festivals, not only this one, because the other festivals that were supposed to happen during Easter, now in Easter, and we don't know how long it's going to take for COVID-19 to be around until it gets contained as a national disaster. So we are saying we should also be included in that disaster management fund, the creative industry, make sure that we benefit as artists, and because we've got loans to pay, we've got banks, we've got landlords to pay, and there are cars that some of us are paying on monthly basis, and when these things have affected us, we are not going to be able to pay them when festivals are being cancelled. So we want to be included in the disaster management fund.
And how's government responded to that proposal?
We tabled the proposal on Tuesday with the minister, and he did acknowledge that we need to be part of the disaster management fund as the creative industry. But as you would know, that the ministers are sitting around these matters on a weekly basis twice if not thrice in each and every week to discuss this matter. So as the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, he will be taking our issues to the committee and say this is what the creative industry is looking for. But we're also putting pressure in making sure that all artists around the county, they are continuing with their work but applying the precautionary measures. So we'll be hearing from the Minister.
Okay, well, I really hope it's going to be a positive response that you get. This is something we need to continue talking about, Ayanda. And thank you very much for coming onto the show to raise it with us. Ayanda Roda is the CIFSA Secretary General.